This morning, as I was saying, Father Uche and I celebrated Mass with Bishop Vasquez and the other priests of the diocese in the Chrism Mass. This Mass is held every single year, and I always come away feeling very affirmed as a Catholic. The Chrism Mass is the primary celebration for the local church, where the bishop gathers around the altar with his priests to share our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Mass is called the Chrism Mass because the bishop consecrates the holy oils that the priest will use in our ministry, in our parishes. Like I was saying, the priests are priests and made priests because of the holy oils. And the priests in their work need the holy oils. Nobody else can use them. Deacons can use them in baptism, but they are tools of the priesthood. And they're a sign of unity in the church. The bishop blesses and consecrates all the oils at the same time and distributes them for all of the parishes and the diocese. There are three holy oils. Sacred Chrism, the oil of catechumens, and the oil of the sick. And these oils are used to anoint and show God's love through the presence of the Holy Spirit throughout our lives. First, a short history lesson. As we heard in the scriptures, God anoints his chosen ones, his prophets, those chosen for inclusion in his kingdom, and those chosen for special service to others. We don't have in human language a way to say how God participates and acts in our lives. That's why we use signs and symbols to say what otherwise would be very difficult for us to say. We didn't choose any of these symbols arbitrarily. God chose these symbols. God told the prophets to anoint with oil. Jesus spoke of anointing. He said to anoint the sick. And even the symbolism was chosen by God. We anoint out of obedience to God. And we remember that God anointed his only Son, our Messiah, Jesus. And how do we possibly understand and say what anointing means when God anoints? Human language can't do it. So we must rely on symbols. But again, these symbols were given by God to mean the things he wants to say. Jesus was anointed with water in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. At the same time, the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And a voice was heard from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus, in the end of the Gospel of Matthew, tells the disciples, "Go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." He means anointing them. And consequently, we understand the basic anointing of Christians to be with water at baptism with the Holy Spirit. And we use chrism at that moment to signify the Holy Spirit. Then we use, at confirmation, we again use the sacred chrism. And the basis of all the holy oils is simply olive oil, just like you would find in the grocery store. And it's been used for anointing since the beginning of human history. Sacred chrism is olive oil mixed with balsam, an expensive aromatic perfume. And then the bishop breathes over the chrism as you would give the spirit to the chrism, which is what the bishop does. The glistening of the oil and the wonderful smell of sacred chrism become an outward sign of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. being anointed by God, being touched by the Holy Spirit changes a human being forever and prepares us for eternal salvation and service to the kingdom of God. Jesus was anointed with sacred chrism. All of you were anointed at your baptism with sacred chrism to signify the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your entry into the church. That's when you became Christians. Most of you were anointed by sacred chrism with sacred chrism by the bishop at your confirmation. When bishops are ordained, they pour sacred chrism over their head, and it runs down their heads, and they have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the high priesthood that they share. When priests are ordained, the bishop takes the holy chrism and he blesses our hands so that we can consecrate the bread and the wine to the body and blood of Christ. When people are coming into the church, they are anointed children on the chest with the oil of catechumens. And this oil means to give strength to a person who is about to become a Christian, because as a Christian, they die to this world in order to live forever. The oil of the sick is used in the sacrament of the sick, which has the effect of freeing the sick from any sin they may have committed, and Jesus promises to raise them up. And it's a tradition among Catholics to pray that a priest will be present when they are faced with serious illness or death. And through holy anointing with the oil of the sick and with holy communion, the dying are blessed in the Holy Spirit and prepared to enter heaven without sin. The word Christ means the anointed one of God. That's the meaning of the word. We call ourselves Christians because we follow Christ as his anointed. Christians are anointed throughout our earthly lives, from baptism to the end. And we are united more and more through the Holy Spirit with Jesus, through the holy oils. We don't talk about the holy oils enough. We need to be able to speak with them more frequently with our Protestant brothers and sisters. If they knew what it meant, what it's always meant from the time of Jesus on, they would be asking us as Catholics to anoint them. We are Christians because we are anointed. Without anointing, how can we call ourselves Christians? We often refer to the holy oils as the oil of gladness because they represent the Holy Spirit who comes to us in God's blessings. Those who are anointed are given a mission. Remember how it all happened. God sent Jesus. Jesus sent the apostles. The apostles sent the church. Let's look at this from another perspective. God anointed Jesus. Jesus is the anointed one of God, and he anointed with the oil of gladness, the Holy Spirit, the apostles. And the apostles anointed and sent the church to anoint the whole world with the oil of gladness.